Then I was guided by Muhammad al-Tijani al-Samawi. Chapter 20 continued. Number 3. Ali was more entitled to the leadership. One of the reasons which led to my enlightenment and ultimately made me leave the tradition Sunnah of my forefathers was the comparison between the position of Ali ibn Abi Talib and that of Abu Bakr, based on logical deductions and historical references. As I started in the earlier parts of this book, I only included in my research the references which have been agreed on by both the Shiites and the Sunnis. I searched in the book of both parties and found that only Ali received total support, and both Shiites and Sunnis agreed on his leadership in accordance with the text they approve of. However, there is neither support nor agreement on the leadership of Abu Bakr except by a small group of Muslims, and we have mentioned what Umar has said about his succession to the caliphate. Furthermore, there are many virtues and good deeds attributed to Ali ibn Abi Talib by the Shiites and cited as authentic references in the Sunni books. The sayings are full of the virtues of Ali, more than any other companion ever received, and even Ahmed ibn Hanbal said, "No one among the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had more virtues than Ali ibn Abi Talib." Ghadi Ismail, Al-Nisa'i and Abu Ali al-Nisapuri said no companion had as many virtues attributed to him as Ali. We notice that the Umayyads tried hard to force people to curse him and insult him, and not to mention any of his virtues, and even prevented anybody from being named after him. But despite all that hatred, his virtues and good deeds continued to spread. Regarding that, Imam al-Shafi'i said, "I'm surprised about a man whose virtues were kept secret by his enemies out of envy, and were kept secret by his followers out of fear, but nevertheless an enormous amount of them spread." As for Abu Bakr, I searched in the books of the two parties and found that the virtues attributed to him by the Sunnis were much less than attributed to Ali. The virtues of Abu Bakr that have been mentioned in historical books were narrated either by his daughter Aisha, whose position vis-à-vis Ali is well documented, and she tried hard to support her father, even by fabricating sayings, or by Abdullah ibn Umar, who was never close to Ali, and he was one of those who refused to pay homage to Ali, despite the popular support he had received. Abdullah ibn Umar used to say that the best people after the Prophet were Abu Bakr, then Uthman, and after that, everybody was equal. Thus, he made Imam Ali like any other ordinary person, without preferences or virtues. What was Abdullah ibn Umar's attitude towards the facts that have been mentioned by the leading personalities of the nation, that no companion had as many virtues attributed to him as Ali? Had Abdullah ibn Umar not heard about even one of Ali's virtues? Yes, by Allah, he had heard and understood, but political intrigues tend to distort the facts. The virtues of Abu Bakr were also mentioned by Amr ibn al-As, Abu Huraira, Urwa and Ikramah, and all of them hated Ali and fought him either with arms or by plotting against him and attributing virtues to his enemies. Ahmed ibn Hanbal said, "Ali had many enemies who searched hard to find a fault attributed to him, but they could not, so they brought a man whom Ali had fought and battled with and praised him because of their hatred towards Ali. But Allah said, 'Surely they will make a scheme, and I too will make a scheme, so grant the unbelievers a respite. Let them alone for a while.'" Holy Quran, 86 verse 15 to 17. It is a miracle from Allah, praise be to Him, that the virtues of Imam Ali spread after 6 centuries of oppression and injustice against him and Ahlul Bayt. And the Abbasids were not less evil than their predecessors, the Umayyads, in their treatment of Ahlul Bayt. The poet Abu Firas al-Hamdani wrote the following verses: "What Banu Harb have done to them is nothing in comparison to what you did to them. How many times have you clearly violated the religion? And how much of the Prophet's family's blood has been spilt by you? You pretend to be his followers, but on your hands is the blood of his purified sons." After having finished with all these sayings and having came out of the darkness, I leave the last judgment to Allah, and there will be no more excuses from the people after all that. Despite the fact that Abu Bakr was the first caliph and had all the power and authority, despite the bribes and gifts that the Umayyads gave to everyone who praised Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman, And despite all the alleged virtues and good deeds that were invented for Abu Bakr, which filled many books, despite all that, they did not amount to a fraction of the true virtues of Imam Ali. Furthermore, if we analyze the alleged sayings that were in favor of Abu Bakr, we find them incompatible with the historical facts, and no sensible man or creed would accept them. Earlier on, we explained the saying attributed to the Prophet, "If the faith of Abu Bakr and the faith of my nation is put on a balance, the faith of Abu Bakr will be heavier." If the Messenger of Allah was aware of this high degree of faith in Abu Bakr, he would not have appointed Usama to command the army, nor would he have refused to bear witness for him, as he did for the martyrs of Uhud, and then said to him that he did not know what he was going to do after him. So that Abu Bakr cried. In addition to that, the Prophet would not have sent Ali ibn Abi Talib to take Surah Bara'ah from him and prevented him from transmitting it. Nor would the Prophet have said in Khaybar, while presenting the flag, "Tomorrow, I will give my flag to a man who loves Allah and His Messenger, ever going forward and never retreating. Allah has tested his heart with the faith." Then he gave it to Ali and no one else. If Allah knew that Abu Bakr had such a high degree of faith and that his faith exceeded the faith of all the Muslims, Allah, praise be to him, would not have had to threaten him that he would spoil his work when he raised his voice above the Prophet's voice. If Ali and the companions who followed him knew that Abu Bakr had this high degree of faith, they would not have hesitated to pay homage to him. If Fatima al-Zahra, the leading lady, knew that Abu Bakr had this high degree of faith, she would not have been angry with him, nor would she have refused to talk to him or return his greetings, or cursed him in her prayers, or even banned him, according to her will, from attending her funeral. He, who had such a high degree of faith, and whose faith was greater than the faith of all the Muslims, would not have regretted in his last moments of life his attitude towards Fatima and his burning of Al-Fuja'a al-Salami and his succession to the Caliphate. Also, he would not have wished not to be a human being, but to be a hare or animal droppings. Is this man's faith equal to, or even greater than, the faith of the entire Islamic nation? Let us consider the saying, "If I was taking a close companion, I would have chosen Abu Bakr." This saying is like the previous one. Where was Abu Bakr on the day of the small brotherhood in Makkah before the Hijrah, and on the day of the great brotherhood in Medina after the Hijrah, when in both of them the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi chose Ali as his brother and then said to him, "You are my brother in this life and in the hereafter," and did not turn to Abu Bakr, thus depriving him of the brotherhood in the hereafter from the close companionship? I do not wish to go on about this subject, and it is sufficient to bring the above-mentioned examples which I have found in the Sunni books. As for the Shiites, they do not recognize all these sayings, and they have their own clear proofs that they were all invented sometime after the death of Abu Bakr. If we leave the virtues aside and concentrate on the sins, we will never find a single sin committed by Ali that has been mentioned in historical books, both Shiites and Sunnis. Whereas we find that many other people have committed sins and were mentioned in the Sunni books such as Al-Siha and the various books Siras and Annals. Thus, we find total agreement from both parties regarding Ali alone. Also, historical facts point out that the correct acclamation was for Ali alone. He abstained, but the Muhajireen and Ansar insisted on his acclamation. Then, when he was finally nominated, some people refused to pay homage to him, but he never forced them to change their minds. On the other hand, we find that the acclamation of Abu Bakr was a mistake, as Umar ibn al-Khattab put it, "May Allah protect the Muslims from its evil." The acclamation of Umar was based on the promise given to him by Abu Bakr. The acclamation of Uthman was a historical comedy. Umar nominated 6 people for the caliphate and told them to choose one candidate, and said, "If 4 agree and 2 disagree, then the 2 should be killed. However, if there were 6 divided into 2 equal camps, then the camp which was supported by Abdurrahman ibn Auf should be considered. But if after a certain time passed and no agreement had been reached, the whole 6 should be killed." The story is long and rather strange. But the important thing is that Abdurrahman ibn Auf chose Ali on the condition that he should rule in accordance with the Book of Allah, the Quran, and the tradition of his messenger, and the tradition of the 2 sheikhs, Abu Bakr and Umar. Ali refused these conditions. But Uthman accepted them, so he became caliph. Ali came out from the conference of the acclamation and knew in advance the result and talked about it in his famous speech known as Al-Shakshakiya. After Ali, Muawiyah took over the caliphate and changed it to a hereditary system with Bani Umayyah, and after them came Bani al-Abbas, where the caliphs succeeded one another, either by personal nomination from the previous caliph or by means of force and seizure of power. From the beginning of the Islamic era until Kemal Ataturk, who abolished the Islamic caliphate, there has been no correct acclamation except that for the commander of the believers, Ali ibn Abi Talib. To be continued.